Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Tanya Furr. She is the Minister of Arts, Culture, and Status of Women for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, main thing we want to talk about today is the Alberta-made Screen Industries Program. There's been some news on this recently with more money being provided for local film and TV productions. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's kind of going on with that there?
Yeah, so the Alberta-made Screen Industries Program, we had an increased budget to it, and it's now supporting the local film and television producers and productions with a total of $2.8 million to 155 projects so far this year. And it's exciting. We're so proud of our growing film and television industry, and we're looking forward to build it further by developing, you know, Alberta talent and content and what it's going to mean for our continuing economic momentum.
And when you talk about sort of how this has grown recently, how much has that sort of demand kind of increased in recent years for more film and TV productions here in the province?
Yeah, so I mean, in budget 2023, it doubled the Alberta Made Screen Industries program to help meet the growing demand for Alberta Made productions. And so far this year, the program's awarded a combined total of $2.8 million to 155 projects. And what it means is the increased budget means we'll be able to support more applications for this incredibly popular grant, which is so essential to getting new Alberta talent and content on the screen. And also there's the within that, the Alberta Made Production Grant Training and Mentorship Incentive, it supports Alberta-based productions that provide that critical training ground for emerging talent in all areas of the industry.
And by having sort of more money available to get to help with more productions happening here, could that also have somewhat of an impact on other sort of areas of the economy with like tourism, hospitality, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we know for example, for every dollar of government support towards a production, the industry generates $4 of investment back into the province. I mean, that's an incredible ROI. That's an incredible return on investment. And the other thing that I think is noteworthy as well is more than 60% of the Alberta Made productions have filmed or planned to film in small cities, towns or rural locations, not just exclusively Calgary or Edmonton, which extends that positive economic impact across the province, right, from all four corners of the province. And we know what that means for generating tourism to those areas, for supporting the local mom and pop shops in those areas. So it has a really positive trickle effect for our economic momentum.
And as you touched on there, a lot, I think it's a little over 60% of productions are filmed outside of Calgary and Edmonton. I know there's been some up here in the northwestern Alberta around the Peace and Mackenzie regions as well. Do you think by having sort of more productions in kind of different areas of the province that can help bring more sort of economic benefits to the region?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we know that when these productions come to film, whether it's, you know, smaller productions or huge ones like The Last of Us, you know, those staff and crew and writers and producers, they need to sleep somewhere, they need to eat somewhere. So the booms for the local, you know, hospitality industry, from hotel and restaurants, it makes a big difference, right? We know what that does for the local businesses and the boost it gives them. And then, of course, the effects down the road of when these productions are seen on the big screen and people see where they are filmed, it causes people to want to visit those cities and towns.
And finally, of course, we are coming up on the holiday season right now. A lot of people are probably getting together and doing some interesting things with their families. What about with you? We always like to throw in a little personal question here. What about some of the, I guess, holiday traditions going on in your house?
I love that you asked that question. For my family, it's always watching Christmas movies together. I mean, we've got some of our favorites, Family Vacation. That's, you know, good old Chevy Chase movie, Christmas Vacation, I should say. That's one of my dad's favorites. But you know what? I'm going to be adding some Alberta productions to the Christmas ones that we'll be watching. Neither of my parents have seen The Last of Us yet. So you know how amazing The Last of Us was for Alberta's film and television industry. So I think it's not very, I know zombies are not really a Christmas theme, but we're going to be adding that to our rotation this Christmas.
And if it sounds like you got a lot going on there. Tanya Furr, the Minister of Arts, Culture, and Status of Women for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Kyle, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.